The following program contains strong language, sexual situations, and alcohol abuse. So, if you're easily offended, you may wish to consider listening to anything but Slater's podcast. Viewer discretion advised.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Oh, wow, look at that. Okay, so we'll start. Oh, I didn't even really tell you, but you get the premise.
You get
what we're doing here, right? I ask really personal questions and I expose it to the world.
You're like, you get it.
You sit down, you know what's going on. You understand, right? You're a smart guy. It's a shot every 15 minutes.
Shot every 15?
For like an hour. Right. Unless you suck, then I'll like cut it at 45, okay. You know, maybe 30.
No. Even. We're so mixed.
Had to do that yet. But yeah, so it's every 15 minutes, take a shot. And other than that, honestly, nothing.
That's
nothing.
Good.
We just shoot the shit, you know?
I like shooting.
Yeah, I used to, in the beginning, try to have some sort of, like, schedule or structure. And, like, then I would just get hammered and we'd lose our train of thought and then just riff on a bunch of shit. So I was like, why am I trying to make a schedule?
Don't make it more complicated than it needs
to
be.
Yeah, it doesn't, exactly. So that was my premise and you'll see why. But before I forget, because I always do, who I'm talking to.
Is there your opening?
Yeah. We got Jamel Sirleaf.
What's up?
Jamel Sirleaf.
How are you?
Everybody. He's doing great. He's sitting very close to me. We both have bare legs on.
Is this too close? So, do most people not sit this close?
No, our knees are going to be touching by the end. Oh, wow.
This is good.
Yeah. Did you shave your legs this year? Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm kind of hairless, though. Look, I don't do arm hair.
What the fuck?
All right. You didn't need to do that.
It was jarring. I see leg to arm ratio immediately.
No, it's all lower body.
I was not expecting that. Really? Mm-hmm. Why? What's your background? What are you?
You know what it is? Because I'm a quarter Indian.
Oh.
So only a quarter of me is covered in hair.
Oh, and it's just at random what quarter of you is covered?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, relatives that are, you know, he's like, I'm all arms. And then he's like, I'm just torso.
My sister is the only other person, other than, like, my mom, that's, like, also, because my mom is half Indian. So my sister's the only one. She's top
with her
half.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all
tough. Just fucking
arms
can't
crazy.
Get that.
Oh, yeah. We're like, yeah. I got the legs. She got the arms. Wow. I feel so bad for her, bro.
But that's good. You go home to visit. You all share one razor.
We all do.
It's fucking eco friendly of you guys.
We do each other.
Yeah.
She does my
look,
hair.
I've never done this before.
I literally have no clue.
Like.
People ask me if I shave my arms, bro, which is crazy.
Yeah. Well, people do. And that's like, I don't know.
Do
I
people, guess, wait, like grow, like adults?
Yeah.
They shave their arms?
No, babies.
Right.
You don't let them leave that hospital
to keep up with the mystique. Yes.
Yeah. You want to be slipping and sliding.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was in the hospital and my baby had hair, I'd probably shave him right then and there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just gonna grow back like worse.
I'll just keep doing it. I'm not gonna have a hairy baby.
I will shave my baby.
I have too many questions to answer, bro. Like, hey man, why is your
why
does baby look like Wolverine? I'm sorry. I don't know.
He's wearing a hood and a whole like jumpsuit just to cover all the hair. It's like fucking 90 degrees. No, he only wears that. I can't shave him again.
Chances are he's going to be like only like 5% Indian, so there's going to be like just like one random patch.
Why? You don't think you're going to get with an Indian girl in the end?
I don't think so. I mean, that'd be nice. I'd be down for that. But like,
is it kind of like the Jewish scenario where like the parents really press for their kids to be with their same ethnicity? Like, is that...
No, because I'm...
Is that a weird question?
No, it's not a weird question. No, because most cultures are like that.
Yeah. My parents are like, you better get an American boy.
American.
They don't
born
say that.
Red-blooded.
They're like, Indian, great.
They're down for everything?
He probably makes way more than you.
Let's be honest, later. Are they down for everything? Everything's on the table? No way.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, one...
Patience. Yeah, no, they're super... they're a girl, I guess, maybe. No, I'm
a
kidding.
Girl?
No, they want
to. I think they
want to give a fuck. My dad, he would love that in a sick way.
He would love
that? It's like, wait, I'm talking about my actual father. I got a lot of problems.
Does he come home? He's like, Slater, why have you ever tried a girl before?
I treated you like a son your whole life so that you would vibe to that energy. You need more feminine in your life.
I have this image of your dad on the porch watching you guys hang out. He's like, this is good. This is so good.
She can sleep over. It's all right.
Yeah.
Send her home. Yeah, no, my parents, honestly, no, I don't think they would have a problem with anyone I brought home.
I think my parents would want me to, I think they would like, it would be dope if they look like me, for sure. If I could find something like that. That's hard to find. I'm hella
not
ambiguous.
A deal breaker.
No.
But it would be like a nice bonus.
It'd be nice. They don't have to cook nothing different. All you know what I mean?
So we're not doing arranged things anymore.
Although
people still do, dude. It's crazy.
Yo,
I'm like, wow.
My boy's doing that right now. He's from Bangladesh. He's Muslim. He's getting set up with the arrangement stuff.
How does that work?
So like they have PowerPoints and shit that they send out. I swear to God. They have like PowerPoints, and then you go through them, and you're like, "All right, this one, she cool." Like this,
you're literally swiping right and left with your family.
She cool, nah, job. I don't like that job. Like they go, and then it has like bios and stuff.
That's great. So it's literally like you're just fucking on a dating app with your parents.
But your parents are the ones who like
you're blind to it.
Oh yeah, the parents make the shortlist.
You don't know. Oh, okay.
They go through all the applicants.
Do you see the spouse pre-wedding? Like, is that the first time you're seeing the bitch? Is walking down the aisle?
No. I'm sure that happens for sure. But, in this situation, shout out to my heel. In this situation.
Putting you in a good light. Don't worry. We're getting to the grand finale. It's going to be very positive.
So, like, he'll get like, hey, here's, like, five that, like, his mom would be like, these ones are all right. And then he'll, like, go. And then, like, they'll reach out.
Ones are sluts.
They'll have, like, a meeting. Like as a like family's meeting, so like the old family will come.
Like immediate, or we're going like grandparents. We're gonna gang together.
Like immediate, it depends on how close they are, but like probably immediate. Oh my gosh. So they get together, and then they'll like all do like a little tea or some shit. I don't know. I wasn't there. I imagine they had tea. Crumpets. I don't know why I thought that in my mind when he was telling me this. I was like, okay, so they probably had tea and like orders.
Yeah, pinkies up while we select
small
our
sandwiches.
Finalists. It's just like the Bachelor.
So why do you love my heart? Why do you want my son? So they got that, and then they'll do that if that's greenlit. Then they'll have like the one-on-one meeting. Sometimes they'll do like a breakout room in real life. Well, they'll like go into like another room.
No,
just them. Whole family in another room. They in one room.
They're all just glass to the wall.
That's what
I would
be doing. 100%.
Yeah.
But then they do a little meeting, and then they're supposed to like get to know each other. But this is like sometimes it could be like a couple weeks before,
dude.
And they're very much. They have like I remember when I went to his his college graduation or something like that.
Yeah.
His uncle was like, "Bro, hey man, like I got the hookup. Like whatever you need, bro. What color?
For girls?
Yeah." I'll
make sure a hottie boom body's in there.
Yeah, he was like, he was treating it like he was selling cars. He was like, what kind of color you want? He's like, you want brown interior? Like, he's like, bro, I got you want tall, you want short? I got them all, bro. He had like a Rolodex on his phone.
With that little
he
cheese,
was like, brother, I got all this shit. He was like doing this shit on his phone. He's like, brother, I got what
Tell
you
me
need,
when
man.
Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
I don't know. I was like, hey, she's kind of all right.
Holy
I would do
shit.
It. Have you ever watched that show?
That's essentially what a matchmaker is.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever watched Indian Matchmaker?
No.
You should watch that on Netflix.
Oh, shit. That's a thing. I didn't even know.
It's a real thing.
It's on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's epic. What does Netflix not have, dude? I was going to say, it kind of reminds me of Love is Blind, except they get to see him before they propose.
How does Love is Blind? I've never watched Love is Blind. How does it work?
It's just a bunch of blind people running into shit.
That's what I imagine.
And then when you find your guide, that's how you know they're the one. Yeah.
Sounds good.
A lot of Braille. I read it subtitled only, but it's essentially you go into these like pods, and there's a wall in between, so it's like a hallway, pods in the middle, guy side, girl side, and then they meet in the pod, and there's a wall in between.
So they can't actually see.
They can't see, hence the blind.
So they're literally just talking and shit.
Yeah. They're just, it's like behind door number one, and like you're those dating shows, you know, like back in the day.
Do people ever like get the ick off the voice, like how it sounds?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I watched like one season just because I was just fucking bored, hungover. I don't know what. So I was like, fuck it. I'll see what these idiots are up to.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole season because
it
hooks you just because you're like, who's going to end up with who? Like, I want to know the answer. But it's funny because the beginning are the best episodes because like the people do that. They're like, her voice, I couldn't do it. X. And
got
then they
you,
just
got
like,
you.
Move on to another one. You like rate them. And then it all channels in. And then eventually, when it gets to, like, six couples or something like that, they send them to, like, an island, you know? They're like, Sandals Resort.
So it's Love is Blind and Love Island are the same show?
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on? Yo, have these guys, they make these people just date for, like, six to 8 months and we just watched that?
Yeah, that's
awesome.
They beat the shit out of each other.
That's awesome.
And then it's Love on the Spectrum.
Old school.
And then Indian matchmaker comes in.
Yes. And then it's just this vicious cycle. Yeah. Oh my gosh, these people have been dating each other for years and no one knew about it. That'd be a crazy scandal.
I can't, right? You're like, why does this person look familiar? And then they're like, what was it, 90 day fiance?
They put a bag over their head and they're like, you're Indian. You're Indian now.
You couldn't get anyone to love you in four different shows. You went on four universes of a dating fucking TV show no one liked you.
Do you think you could get on that show and find love?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
What's your take? Let's interview Slater. Yeah, what do you like?
Now the turn table.
Now the turn's a table.
And the third in the table.
What do you like? What's a good opening? Like if you were walking down the street and somebody was like, yo, I'm trying to get her. What's a move that they should say? Like, what's a good opening?
Oh my God. Like a line?
Yeah. That's old school. Nobody does lines anymore.
I know. Just cocaine. I don't know.
Come here.
Like, you want a treat?
Come on.
You want a treat? I'm like, shit. He's the one. How'd you meet at the dog park?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't think there's really a line that would get me. It would have to be the person's vibe.
Damn.
You know?
Did they have to vibe at you?
Yeah. Because if you get like five guys, not the restaurant, I keep getting in trouble for that. If there's five guys and they all say the same line, but like. Wouldn't it be the delivery, the vibe, the persona,
the inflection,
the you know, and that's why people gotta do casting auditions for roles.
Makes sense. When you said vibe, I thought I just imagined this guy like just like looking at you,
just like vibrating, Fabio.
Just sending energy.
I like when they're shaking. I like very angry men. I go to anger management just so I can feel good about myself.
Okay, vibe. I was doing a show and this guy said, I was like, how'd y'all meet? And I was like, what did you say? Like, what was your line? And he said, I didn't say anything.
Oh.
He said he just grabbed her by the wrist and was like, let's go.
Ooh, why do guys do that?
I don't know. I thought that was terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know why that worked.
Yeah, what?
But then when I do that.
I go to jail.
Now I got to do
now
community service.
Now it's a problem.
Yeah.
It was all romantic before.
God dang, it's not fair.
Guys do the wrist thing a lot. That's happened to me.
That's happened to you before?
A few times, yeah. I made a bit about it, yeah.
Did
I'm like,
work?
This is weird. Yeah, it did.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No. Oh, I thought you meant the bit.
No.
No.
You're like,
yeah,
no, it's weird, but yeah, it works. It's so effective.
Yeah. It didn't work that night, but, you know, continue talking.
What's the worst?
Then he grabbed my ankle, and I was like, stop it. He's like, I'm going to shave your legs. It's like, oh, my God, why
against
is this always
the grain.
Happening to me? That's so hot, you badass.
That's terrifying.
He doesn't listen to the rules. Yeah. But I guess, I don't know, I guess some girls like it. Apparently that girl did.
That's crazy.
I did post, like a rain delay wrist grab, but it still got there. Yeah.
What's the worst line you've ever heard a guy say before?
I don't know. I feel like there's not really like pickup lines anymore. It's kind of just like
it's a
sentence.
Lost art.
That's yeah.
Just,
it is.
They come out with a statement.
Yeah, they just.
Like, I declare bankrupt.
It's a PSA. They just get on the fucking PA system and they're like, hey. Ladies out there.
Some of the shit that works piss me off. Like sometimes you'd be at a bar and you just like hear a guy be like, excuse me. He's like, yo, you're so fucking beautiful, babe.
Oh no.
And
that like
she's
yeah.
Like, wow, you're awesome.
The direct compliment right away and I don't
off
know.
Off rip.
Yeah, it doesn't flatter me. It creeps me out.
But the confidence.
Yeah, the confidence. But if they say it all douchey like you just did.
I heard it. But I'm probably a hater. I'm a hater, though, probably. He probably said some nice shit, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, Fuck him. I don't know. I guess it would just have to be more of like a coincidence thing and then like a joke. Like if someone, if I was at a bar, someone's like getting a shot and they're like, oh, I got one too many. Do you want this? That's good. Like it's a happens chance. Could be real. Could be not.
This is crazy. I bought 7 shots. I can only drink 2.
I'm gonna give them to you and 5 other girls over there and see which one stays.
That works.
Yeah.
My cousin gave me a great line. He was like he said he walked up to a girl and he was like, hey, I don't like you that much. And he walked away.
Oh my God. What? Oh, you ever get like
like, you're not even that good, cute.
Yeah. That's, and then she's like, what? Why not? What don't you like about me?
Bro.
Yeah. She's going to chase you just for answers.
So smart.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good, that's like 5th grade dating advice, you know?
Reverse psychology.
Really, when you really like someone, you act like you hate them. I definitely did that in 4th grade.
I do see I get those memories now. Like, yeah, like girls just like punching you in the face, and then somebody will be like, she really likes you. Like, what?
She called the cops on me, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because she wants to lock that up.
Girl, that's what that is. I remember this one girl used to pull my hair in class.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I ran to her years later, and she was like, man, I have the biggest crush on you. I was like, what was your problem?
You're like, what? Why? I have scars from you.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Emotional and physical. It was awful.
I didn't want to go to third period.
You made me fail algebra, you bitch.
Never went to class because you're fucking harassing me.
You're like, why do you keep skipping, Jamal? You're like,
bro, I saw her 10 years later. She was like, man, you cute, man.
That's crazy. Where'd you see her? Like, was it a fateful happenstance?
Oh, no. It was at Steak and Shake.
Oh. That's not a coincidence. Is that the shot alarm? Run into everyone?
You. Hey, Slater's lit.
Wow, I'm a fucking idiot.
I think this is so funny how we're drinking out of this. This cartel
this
glass.
Fucking, this thing found in the bottom of the ocean. Honestly, I don't even know where. Oh, God. Now my whole hand is going to smell like tequila.
Yeah. We're drinking like we're in Narcos.
Why? What are they doing in Narcos? I never watched it.
They drink out of. Yeah, this is like message in a bottle class.
That's actually the prop.
Yeah.
We're drinking Narcos tequila today.
This is sponsored by
40% alcohol, volume 80 proof. That means 80 body count. To get this
80
one
proof?
Yeah. Is that a lot? What's
I'm actually
I'm
kind of drunk off the first one. Okay.
Jamal's going to be horizontal. Wow. I don't know direction either.
Yo, well, yeah.
What's happening?
Two more and be like, you want to know my deepest, darkest secret?
Delicious.
Were there no name brands available?
We have to say it's good because the mafia or someone is going to kill us.
This podcast is sponsored by the Guadalajara cartel.
Please wait for your sponsor. It's just music talking about fucking AK-47s. La Gritona.
Don't even sound right.
Reposado, 100% de agave azul. Ooh. Oh, is that where the bottles are going?
I don't know about none of that, man.
Made in, this isn't Spanish, so give me a second. Okay. Made in the Valley of Guadalupe.
That's close.
Jalisco, Mexico.
This is the real shit.
Yeah. This is baby tears.
This what farmers drink after a long day at work. This
yeah,
is
it
some
looks
shit.
Like it would be like just growing out of an agave field, and then the farmer comes over in his hat up, and he's like,
takes a shot.
A long day, like
bro,
Pedro Pascal
no,
comes
this,
out.
This is what like I know in the ad.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal ad.
Pedro just like
you have a
La Gritona.
I know. I like those Matthew McConaughey commercials for this cologne. I should get that.
The cologne?
Yeah, you ever seen those?
I don't know if I saw the cologne ones. I know the fucking Cadillac ones.
Oh, the Cadillac ones.
Yeah,
good.
Cadillac ones. Good. It's all just Matthew McConaughey being Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, it's good.
Like there's no like I don't even know what he's selling, but I want it.
I don't pay attention to any. I don't. It's like it blanks out.
Because he's not even talking about the product when he's driving the Cadillac in those commercials. He's literally like, life is a journey, man. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
That could be said about any product.
Literally.
And then he's like, sometimes you just gotta know when to stop. Like, what?
You're like watching it in the car. You're like, damn, that's
again.
A good car.
Yeah, you're like, what movie
what
is this?
What a good car. That's a good car.
That's a good trailer.
He didn't say anything yet. People are in debt
and then
because
he doesn't even, he just crashes it into a ravine. Cadillac.
Can't win all of them. Shout out to Matthew
you just
got to
keep crashing. C-R-A-S-H-I-N.
I love that guy.
I love him, too.
I love
Did
Texas.
You read his book?
I didn't. Did you read his book?
Green Lights? I listened to it. Because you have to. You can't read that.
He does the audiobook in his own voice?
Oh, it's so good. And he's actually, like, a pretty good, like, voice actor.
I mean,
he talks about all these. Yeah, he's talking about, like, he grew up in Australia for a little bit. Like, one summer, lived with, like, a family out there, or, like, a year. I don't know. And, sorry, Matthew, you know. And
spoiling the book.
I know. And he was like doing all these Australian accents as like the dad, the kid. And then he's like talking at the end and he ends every chapter with a bumper sticker quote. And it's so funny because he reads it like very like he's like, and the bumper sticker at the end of this chapter is why stop at every red light when you could just turn around.
That's
like
perfect.
Something stupid like that.
It's
and
perfect.
You're just like, what?
The funniest part is I figured that's what they spent the most time on.
Yeah.
So like, Matthew, like, we got all the chapters ready. He's like, yeah, but stickers.
I got this collection of bumper stickers. Because he has a box of them, I guess, and that's what he was reading them off. But
makes sense. Did you know that him and Woody Harrelson are like brothers?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They're not, though.
It's a PR. It was very convincing.
It was convincing, but everything is when you work backwards.
But they got the same daddy. Sort of.
No, not the same daddy.
Or like his daddy. His daddy
stepped
out. I read
the autobiography, okay?
I don't know. I'm projecting. I was like, damn, his dad stepped out.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, though. They're both like very kooky for Suzuki. You know?
They look. Come on. There's synergy. Look,
yeah. Yeah. They're kismet.
There's synergy.
They're together.
They're like, they're kin folk.
They're brother G.
They look. They like talk the same a little bit.
Yeah, they got that weird, like...
Aren't they from, like, a town over, too?
I don't know. They're from Texas.
You know, back in the day, you could cheat on your... You could literally leave your family and start a new one, like, 40
miles away.
Oh,
my God,
away.
Dude, I think about that all the time. You know remember when America was great? Left by them?
Remember when this was a proper country, good country?
Remember when you could just ditch everyone you ever knew?
Remember when you could give up and restart?
And people wouldn't call you out on it?
There was opportunity.
People wouldn't make a Facebook group saying that you're missing.
It's kind of hot in here.
I know. I'm so mad. I meant to wear something after this and I didn't. I'm pissed.
Excellent.
I'm pissed now. But that used to be great because I was thinking because I'm doing a lot of new material on like breakup stuff.
Oh, dope. Wait, did you just get out of a breakup?
Yeah. So
what happened?
I'm not going to talk about it. I can't. but it's only been like a few months, so it's fresh. And now I got to reverse all the dating shit and make it not. But
got you.
But I was trying to like look at like a breakup in a new perspective, and I totally lost my fucking point. God,
you're working on some new breakup stuff.
Yeah, but it was before that reminded me about it.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey, same dad. And Woody Harrelson. Oh, you could start a new family.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Wow, good job.
You start a new family.
Oh, you passed.
Trust me, I was going to forget that part.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I think about it every day.
Every day. Think about it right now.
I'm trying to disappear. But I was like, it's so crazy because now you have to see all the shit like online and like, you know, all the drama of all the people that were involved and whatever. So I was just like, dude, I wish it was back in the day where you could just be like going out to get some milk and a pack of cigarettes and then you just never saw them again, you know?
Also, yeah, you could literally never see people again. Yeah. Like the chances of you right now running, like anybody running into their ex right now are so high.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
I saw my old boss on the train the other day, man. I had to, and you know, like when you're on the train, ain't no service. So I was just looking at the same tweet.
Oh my God. I love that.
100 times.
And I'm like, like, everyone is pretending they're on their phone right now.
Right? There's no service
like,
here.
Like, you can't see. Like, there's literally nothing outside the window. There's, we are underground.
No data package covers underground in New York.
Did you fucking see the Subway Creatures video? You follow that
the
shit?
The Subway Creature?
The Subway Creatures video. New York
no,
City
what
Subway
happened?
Creatures is the account, I think it's called. I got, they like, it's just, you should follow it because it's fucking amazing.
Sounds awesome.
It's just all the crazy shit that happens on the subways here. And I guess the other day, one of the... Like, there was a fire on the track, normal, and they had to get all the people off of it, like, in the middle of a tunnel, and people all had their flashlights out on their phone, like, and they're walking on the edge, like, in the tunnels to, like, walk to the next station.
That's crazy.
Like, on the tracks, like, crazy.
I've been in so many bad
situations.
Some
fucking Harriet Tubman shit. We're trying to all get
underground
home.
Underground, I know, right? Come on!
Follow me!
Hold the lantern up.
Put that phone down. I got a lighter.
It's oil.
Who is that?
The amount of times, the shit about New York, like yo, this infrastructure is so fucked up. Like,
it's so old.
I've been.
And God dare we fucking put any dime into the reconstruction of any of the public transportation or buildings here.
I don't go out in the, when it rains too hard, I just don't go out anymore. I've been caught in the subway.
Oh. Yeah,
or whatever, so
waterfall.
Many times. Oh, yeah. Remember when it flooded crazy?
Yeah.
Remember when it was insane? I was in some fucked up shit when it rained super hard that first, I think it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It rained real hard, and I was in a car. I was in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And me and the Uber driver, we like laughing. We're like, damn, because the water's getting up, and we're like goofing.
You're like, hydroplane.
Like, imagine if we got caught, right? What if we drown? Like, we laughing at this shit. We're like, there's trash cans floating. We're like, this is crazy.
This is garbage.
We hit one of those streets in like South Williamsburg,
yeah,
like the tight streets,
oh,
and like it just stopped moving. The car Slater just starts floating, ooh, in the water. And I was like,
you went into boat mode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I'm concerned. Yeah. It was so bad. I start feeling the water, like, on my feet. Like, the car starts flooding.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The car starts flooding. Slater, the water was coming up.
Like, do you not understand what water rising
is? This, I'm feeling the wetness.
I was drowning,
you know what
bitch.
Wet me feel like, Charlie? I know you do.
You don't want no part of this.
Yo, it was bad. It was like, and then... And all the cars start, like, they're just hitting each other because, like, we're all in the water.
What were the other cars doing?
Oh, yeah, it was, well, you know, South Williamsburg, so, you know, it's all vans and shit.
Yeah. Just full of abductees.
Yeah.
From Mirage.
Just hitting each other. And so at one point, he was like, we got to get out. So we had to pull the windows down and crawl out. The windows.
No fucking way.
I swear
way.
To God. I was in waist deep of no New York
way.
City water.
And you just, and the car just floated along.
We had,
like,
we pushed the car up.
Wow.
This car's all fucked up. Pushed it up. And he's pissed. He's like, God, my car, blah, blah.
You're like, well, I'm going to end my life.
I was like, five stars, brother. I was like, yo, man, hey. You get home safe.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to have to end this.
I live in Crown Heights. I walked the rest of the way.
Swam.
It basically. That's I'm wading in the water.
Barely on Bruh. Your way. That's
you know what pissed
insane.
Me off? Oh, it was what? Crazy. The only thing that pissed me off about the whole experience is I was walking through the, like, Hasidic Jewish neighborhood. Very nice people. Didn't help nobody. Very nice people.
Yeah, well, because they don't have any tools to help you.
They were just looking out the window.
They're like, what? I didn't know this was happening.
This is in, like, that monsoon or whatever. Everything's fucking going crazy. This dude, I walked by this building. This dude looked at me, and he handed me his umbrella.
And seriously?
I swear to God.
I'd be like, thank you. This is now my fucking raft.
In the pettiest way ever, I looked at him, and I was like... With, like, the water.
Yeah, like, you're saving my top half? Well, that's the one that's not, you know, protected
you,
by the hair. So
I know.
He was looking out for your slimy arms.
I had to burn all my shit, man. Yeah. It sucked.
Burn all your shit?
I was in New York City. Think about this. This is wastewater.
Oh, yeah.
Dead rats in there.
Absolutely disgusting.
This is the most disgusting
That's
experience.
What the Hudson is. You're in the Hudson.
I was in the Hudson River. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gross.
East River. Honestly.
What if that Uber driver's? I hope he got a new car.
Yeah, how do you file a claim for that? Just, like, drowned mid-ride? Like, what do you say?
Eric Adams is like, guys, we got to handle this shit.
He's like, look, everybody gets a car.
I'm actually really busy right now because they're investigating.
Yeah, for real, though, what do you do?
In that situation?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You file insurance. You got to get insurance.
Oh, Geico.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our next sponsor.
Or Flo. Flo?
Yeah, she's progressive.
She emails you back, you're fucked. You know, it's Flo. Hi, I just want to let you know I'm Flo and you're fucked.
I can't go with the flow.
Your city is shit. Right? They didn't cover anything.
That's fucking crazy.
I know.
Wow. I never got caught in it that bad. The worst I got was, like, a downpour and I'm, like, running two blocks and then I find shelter.
That was it? Oh.
Yeah. I've been in the subway when it's pouring, but, like, it wasn't, like, anything like that. So you win.
I've had just really bad luck with it. Like, it's
me
specifically.
Do you drive at all? Do you...
Like, have a car?
Do you have a license?
I have a license.
Okay,
I have a driver's license.
A lot of people don't. Where are you from?
Florida.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
You probably told me that, but I totally... You just whoop, because that was useless information, but now it's vital.
You're from Buffalo.
No. Yeah. I went to school there, though.
Same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm from, like, an hour north of Albany.
That's Buffalo.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You trying to tell me this place is different right now?
Buffalo is 7 hours away. This is like 3.
It's
north. It's more Canada than it
is. Okay, let's do like the fake
let's
map. Where's Albany?
Let's do that
this is
whole
New York City.
State that no one
this
down is, here cares
this
about.
This is New York City. What is all that?
So this is Buffalo.
This is Buffalo right here.
Niagara Falls, Canada.
I've been there. Yeah? I've been to Niagara Falls.
Yeah?
Okay. Oh, yeah,
okay,
I've been
good.
To Niagara Falls.
And then up here is Albany. And then
Albany's over here.
Yeah.
What's all in here?
That fucking bullshit. Syracuse.
You know, they play basketball.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the only notable place between where I live and Buffalo.
Damn.
Yeah. There's, like, just little, like, Canandaigua, Horseheads. They're, like, little Bodunk town. Like, it's not...
I get it.
It's just mountain land. Honestly, it's the Adirondacks for the most part.
That sounds which nice.
You can fit all
good
the
traditional family
parks.
Values.
Yeah, I grew up hiking, and you know.
Are you what's the term
bodies.
Granola? Are you granola?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I'm hemp. no, I'm not granola. There are people like that though. My dad was used to date this girl. Woman, especially with the comment earlier, I really got to clarify here.
Diddy party?
My dad has an island. Okay,
got it.
Yeah, it's Long Island.
Sarah Epstein.
Gilgo Beach. No, so he. What? I don't even know where I was going with that. I think I'm getting like early onset dementia.
You think so?
Because this happens all the
no,
time.
No, it's because we're. It's,
no,
it's
even now what I'm drinking.
We're drinking tequila smuggled into somebody's ass. That's why.
Absinthe, I'm pretty fucking sure. I'm about to like die and come back as my spirit animal at the end of this bottle. Like,
this
I'm.
Is so funny.
I feel like this is like fucking Breaking Bad Tuco's tequila.
Let me tell you something. Where's the camera at? The camera right here? This right here? I'm going to tell you. I want you guys to know that Slater walking to a liquor store, and it was every name brand available, every single one.
And I was like, "No, I'm gonna listen to the worker."
She asked the guy. She was like, "You got anything stronger?" He was like, "Let me go check the back."
He did go into a basement.
It's like a wizard.
He's
gonna
wizard,
change us.
Like a store guy. Oh, I forget his name.
She poured it for me. That's so cool.
Yeah, you know, such a good host. I'm trying to be polite more as I age. You know.
Ugh.
What? Actually, I'm quite the opposite. I'm trying to be less polite.
Meaner?
Not meaner.
You just said less polite.
Yeah, well, maybe not as welcome, Maddie, you know?
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha. Salud to your health.
Salud to being not polite.
Oh, boy, okay. Thanks, man. It's getting better.
Rick, you know what, Eddie? It's so good.
Rick, take a shot with us, bro. Rick, stop it. It's Rick, so good. Rick, look at me in the eyes. Hey, Rick, you know I know you, man.
Look at me in the eyes.
Rick, we're close. I'm going to make Rick take a shot. Rick's getting pulled over tonight.
Shit. Oh, my God. Oh, good. Mets are 0-0, bottom of the second. Very good. Very
are you a big Mets fan?
Yeah.
I love Mets games. They're very fun.
They're so fun, dude.
So
and
fun.
Citi Field is the tits.
Oh, yeah.
Titty Field. Titty I
field?
Love it there. Yeah. Because I went to fucking Yankees Stadium. I went to a Yankees game like last month, maybe. I had never been there, and I always refused to go out of my loyalty to the Mets. And I just am like, why do I want to go to the Bronx and watch a team I don't like? Like,
right.
Stupid. And I went, and it just verified all those feelings.
No, it's not that fun.
Yeah, I was like, this is the worst stadium ever. I feel like I'm at the subway.
It's crowded.
Like, the team is shit.
It feels like vertical. Why is everything?
Yeah.
I was like, why am I so high up?
Yeah.
Like, it was
like,
real bad.
I was like, I'm getting vertigo here.
Are the Mets good? They good?
They're, you know.
All right, so they're not good.
Rick, what do you think?
They're not good.
No, they're it's kind of like the Bills. For football, like they have all the components, but they fuck up, and they should be better. And then you just
you
know.
Do you want to talk about Josh Allen? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
He'll be all right.
What happened to him? I don't really follow the Bills as much as like
really.
The Mets. Yeah.
No, they're good. It's just you know, like it's just
I mean,
they started
two,
off really strong.
Yeah. But they always do that.
But like I'm talking about like the longevity of this era. I feel like at some point I thought we were supposed to get a Bills Super Bowl at some point.
I thought so too. And every year, my fucking because my friends from college, they're big Bills fans, and they're all like, "Yeah, like this is the year." I'm like, "You guys see that every year, and then it's not the year." All right?
Good game to go to.
What
if they ever play or any team plays in Atlanta and you want to go? Go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for that game. Go to Atlanta for that game.
Really?
The concessions, $4 beers.
It's in my concession.
It's in the public senior. I went to an Usher concert this year. Awesome.
Really?
I was trying to hate, but it's hard to.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, I would not be able to hate on that at all. I love Usher.
Because it was like all these girls there. They was like, Usher. And I was like, whatever, nigga.
You're like, I'm his security
he bitch. Ain't even that. What did he say? What?
I didn't even know it was Usher.
Never seen somebody dance like Michael Jackson before? Like, I was like, But then he came and started singing to me, bro. I felt that shit.
Dude, he sings to your soul. And his body is like fucking fire.
Yeah.
It's still prime. He has not aged. I need to know what Fountain of Youth he's dipping into.
Usher's gay, though.
Is he? I'm coming out the closet. Just when you thought I was straight, I turns out I just liked it.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, I'm a big song.
Do you freestyle?
Ripper. No, but I'm used to.
My new goal is I'm gonna go off Slater. We're gonna get drunk, and I love getting drunk.
Oh my god, I freestyle. I used to. Okay, so I've been out of the game a little bit. You know,
don't do that.
I literally was just.
You know, I used to.
No, I was mimicking my cousin, who's like the whitest kid ever, who actually raps and is very good.
Shout out to him.
And he talks like that though, and I'm like, you're not like. He's like, I'm from Troy. I'm like, yeah, Troy is like pretty.
We're Troy.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. It's near Albany, so remember here, and then it's right over there.
Oh yeah,
and that's where I was born, Troy.
Good times. Wait, you born here?
I was. Yeah.
Oh no, you went to school here in Buffalo.
Yeah,
okay,
I've
gotcha.
Right,
I'm getting
but
the geography
Troy's only,
right.
Troy's only like 45 minutes south of where I grew up, but that was the hospital I was born in, and the doctor actually like also birthed my dad.
That's so scary.
Isn't that weird?
That's too small.
Also, 3 times I brought up my father. I need to stop.
You have. Should we? Should
I
meet him?
Issues
What's happening right now? Is this Love is Blind? Is this Love is Blind? Is this Indian matchmaking? Mama, where you at? She's in the back.
Hey, come on. There's a camera here. There's a camera there.
Damn it. Indian matchmaking.
And guess what? This is absinthe. That'd be great.
It is absinthe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Absinthe.
Personal questions.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to the PQs?
Is that,
are you taking charge, Oprah? What are you doing? You want me to fucking jump on your couch? What's happening?
I do want free headphones. I was hoping you'd return
everybody
your...
Everybody gets beat.
Everyone... Well, I would like to thank... It's just more of this.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank our sponsor for a second bottle of Jalisco.
You're like, everyone's like, no, we don't want any more.
From Jalisco, Mexico.
Mexico. I love Mexico. Have you been to Mexico?
I have.
It's I've been. A good
to,
time, right?
I've been to Cancun more times than I'd
I
care to admit.
I've not been to Cancun.
It was. I knew it was going to be. I went the first time I ever went was for spring break, and when we walked
Rum
in,
Springer.
When we walked in, this dude was getting transported out on a gurney.
Ooh.
No, this is gonna be a good week. It's gonna
wow.
be a good week. This is gonna be a good spring break.
Yeah, like this is where everyone
somebody
comes
died.
To
somebody,
die.
Somebody died. Somebody died while we were
well,
there.
You gotta live like
at
you're
that
dying.
Resort. I was sick, man.
They went too hard.
Penn State.
Live fast.
R.I.P.
die
to
tonight.
The Penn State dude that died at that fucking. Also, nobody cared.
They're like, oh, bye, Gurney.
They're like, man, we was at the bar. Somebody was like, man, Jeff died.
To Jeff. He would be pissed if we didn't drink more.
Man.
I feel like people always do that, too. Like, at, like, funerals or, like, someone dies. They're like, he would have wanted us to drink. And you're like, no, you just want to.
You just want to. Because he doesn't
he
know
He would
what
want
you're
us
doing.
To get plastered. He would want us to kill someone.
Would you? What would you want? I was about to ask you what you want in your funeral to be like. Is that that's a bad question?
No, that's a great question. I thought about it. So, definitely.
What?
Want. Here's my
Why?
List up for a quiz.
You're like, hold on. Let me pull up this PowerPoint I was going to send to my family. What's in your obituary?
I would want Spirit in the Sky to be playing.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, and I want to be cremated because I don't want to be my body decomposing in the ground. That's fucking gross, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see them boys carry that shit. Yeah, carry me one last time because I'm carrying
you
all my
whole
life.
You can carry me, but just I'll put the ashes in the coffin, I guess. I don't know. Where do you put that urn?
No, you can't carry that. Everyone puts a fingertip on.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
Is this weird? What? I don't think... When women get buried...
You know what I never noticed when I was digging up all those graves?
I said that super weird. When women die, because you know I don't see women don't carry the casket. You know what I'm saying? Like I only see dudes die and then
I carried my grandpa's.
You carried your grandpa's?
All by myself.
Damn, bro, they've been treating you like a boy for a minute.
I know. No, but it was like
but you're a woman.
It was like 6 of us. It was like 3 and 3. And I was like at the end. I wasn't really.
Girls, guys?
I honestly could have let go
good
and
ratio.
It wouldn't have mattered. Yeah.
It was girls 3 to 3 girls, guys?
I don't know.
I ain't never seen a woman carry a casket
really?
Before.
No. Huh.
I'm from Florida. We're not progressive.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You guys don't get it. You're not flow. You're not in the flow state.
No. I've carried caskets. It was kind of.
I've carried caskets. I've
carried a couple caskets. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the streets.
BYOC, baby.
I'm from the streets.
Caskets. Yeah. Wait, so what's your thing? What do you want?
For mine?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
What were you going to say about the women being buried?
No, I've never seen like the homegirls.
You've never seen them getting
the
carried.
Sisterhood carried the
sisterhood of the traveling casket.
Casket. Yeah, I've never seen sisterhood of the traveling.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
I've never seen it. I'm not saying that it's not allowed. Like, it's fine with me. I don't care. But I just never
carry
seen it.
Graves, yo.
Y'all just be crying.
Yo, Mr. White.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Like, my true dream. Like, I did think about this for a second. I was talking to my brother about this.
Oh, okay.
I want 2 Chainz to perform.
To perform at your funeral. And you want to be not cremated based on your response to my fiery desire?
Yes. Okay. I want the birthday song. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci. I want that song.
Oh, I was like, happy birthday to you on your death day. That'd be hilarious.
What the fuck? Happy birthday Stevie Wonder's there. To you. Stevie Wonder's not blind, by the way.
He's not blind. He's not.
No way.
He's just deaf.
I saw Stevie Wonder at a courtside at a Laker game.
He didn't see you.
He did. There's no way he didn't. He was, bro, why the fuck was Stevie Wonder courtside at the game?
He just takes his sunglasses down and winks at you.
Why was Stevie?
And you're like, you don't want to see that.
Stevie Wonder is not blind. One of my.
Yeah, he's not.
You should look this up after. My favorite pictures of all time. Michael Jackson made Stevie Wonder take pictures of him and fans one time. So funny.
Really?
So funny.
I gotta see
him. He had the camera backwards and all that shit.
I gotta see. No, absolutely not. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh my God. Do you think he doesn't wear Ray-Bans because of Ray Charles?
He's not blind. Yes, he's not blind, bro. Stevie Wonder goes to the movie theater. Yeah. Stevie Wonder went to an opening premiere of a movie. Why the fuck was Stevie Wonder at this movie?
Because he could hear it. That's like his whole life, is that.
He's watching Dune. It's like 90% visuals. Where are the worms?
No, he
are
has.
Are they coming? Do the worms come yet?
He has a person with him that's like describing, and they're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Timothy
Chalamet just got on the worm.
And he's riding it. Wow, I didn't think this was going to happen. Sorry, I know you don't want my opinions on it. I just had to be straight fact. Okay, sorry. He's riding it. It's crazy. It's not crazy. I think it is, though.
Stevie's just watching it like, I knew
it. Oh, Zendaya's pissed. Zendaya is pissed, I'm mad at Stevie. She didn't say anything, but
is she using facial expressions?
Yeah. Did you ever accidentally? Yo, one time I was mad high. And I was trying to get the subtitles on something I was watching, and I accidentally clicked the one where it's, like, describing things to you. So it is for blind people. It's, like, blind subtitles,
Oh,
basically.
Really?
Yeah, and I was so high, and I thought it was part of, like, a narrator.
That's
like,
crazy.
In the show.
That was Morgan Freeman.
And they're like, she walks into the room, disgusting. The door shuts slowly. I'm like, what the fuck?
Watching the audiobook
was
trippy as
fuck. This is, like,
Morgan
Freeman on fucking crack right now. They were giving me every detail, and then like I didn't even notice until 20 minutes through, like, and then I was like, so my fucking roommate at the time walks in and she was like, why are you watching this like a blind person? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you have like the caption on, like, where they describe everything to you so that you don't
how
have
did she
to...
know that I wouldn't have known that.
I guess it's like a common thing. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Damn,
bro, I'm uneducated.
Yeah,
I went to public school.
Yeah, you don't know the disability features on your fucking TV.
I went to Florida public school.
Stevie Wonder doesn't know either.
That's a fact. You see the picture?
I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. I just love this one where Stevie's like looking away, and Michael's like, "I know you fucking looking away,
bro. You know he's not.
You're
you know
actually
you,
looking away, bitch."
Stevie, wait. This is the picture. Stevie Wonder taking pics of MJ. That could have anything could have come up.
Yeah,
that's terrifying. Yeah, this right here.
Oh. Yo, but even his boy, he's like, yo, what? And do you think his boy wears sunglasses to make him feel better?
Yeah, for sure.
Even though he's not blind. It's like the blind leading blind.
It's like I'm blind too, brother.
It's like they won't look at you.
That's so fucked up. Why you did that?
Because you can't look at me. That's actually crazy. Wow, I've never seen that.
Shout out to both of them.
That's funny. Shout out to, what, MJ and Stevie Wonder? Yeah, isn't it crazy that, like, we're getting to that age where where a lot of those, like, legends our parents kind of grew up with are starting to, like, be super decrepit and, like, about to die. Oh, yeah. And then, like, even our people that we really liked growing up are now, like, getting old.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude.
Mm-hmm. No, it's terrifying.
Reminds me of Stevie Nicks' Landslide.
The dude who played Gandalf is finna die soon.
Don't say that.
It's true, though.
That was fucked up.
I saw
up.
A picture of
I'm
him.
I'm still not over fucking a Hogwarts Dumbledore. Yeah.
The first one or both of them?
That was fucked up. No, the first one I didn't care about.
You didn't care about the first one?
It wasn't really the OG.
Yeah.
The other one was more OG.
That shit hurt.
Yeah.
I don't love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I went to. Did you see the play?
No. I've only.
The Cursed Child?
Yeah, no. You saw it?
Yeah.
I want to take you for a Cursed Child, child.
You were, bro, we can go.
Child in the city.
Man, if you want to go see Cursed, girl, we're going to go see Cursed Child, but I'm wearing my Slytherin shit.
I'll take you to CC.
And I'm wearing my Slytherin shit. I'm wearing my Slytherin shit.
Oh, are you a Slytherin fan?
I took the quiz. I've taken it multiple times.
Yeah? What kind of sandwich are you then?
That's a quiz.
No, that's like a quiz that you would take, though. That's like in the BuzzFeed shit, which is where I imagine you got your Harry Potter character.
No, I took the Potter, the Wizarding World.
DNA test.
The J.K. Rowling official, they were like, what color do you like? Are you trans? Do you like to all that shit?
Is green your favorite color? Oh my god, you're Slytherin. The algorithm sucks, asshole.
You didn't take? Have you? No, it's super. Have you taken
I'm
a quiz?
I'm definitely Gryffindor. I don't need to take a test.
No, but after this is over, we're taking the quiz.
Okay, fine.
We're definitely taking the quiz. I can wait. Let me look at you real quick. Let me get a good look.
What do you think I am? If you say Hufflepuff,
you're
low
key. I feel like you low key in Ravenclaw. You kind of smart, Slater.
Ravenclaw, yeah.
You like try to avoid it, but you're actually a genius.
Oh, yeah? What makes you say that?
I don't know. It's the vibes.
Yeah.
Kind of say you in Ravenclaw.
The vibes. Huh?
You're actually very, yeah. You're like, you know what you are? You're like the cool, like if we were at Hogwarts.
Yo, girl, if we were at Hogwarts.
Everyone would be like, yo, Slater, the life of the party at the Ravenclaw thing. I'm like, who is Slater, girl? Because, you know, y'all can kind of.
Is she at the Slytherin mixer tonight?
Yeah, I know you guys would. First of all, Slytherin's best house. We have the best house parties.
Okay,
easily.
No, Gryffindor.
Draco Malfoy's Gryffindor, house in the summer.
Yeah. Gryffindor is Gryffindor, I'll admit it. It's kind of all the, like, good kids. No,
courage?
That's why I think Ravenclaw is me, because Hufflepuff is not for anybody. Hufflepuff is just all the.
It's everyone else. Yeah, exactly.
Rejects.
Well,
yeah.
Cedric Diggory. Shout out to him.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Robert Pattinson. Oh my God!
Rip.
It's the best thing that ever happened to that Huffle.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they killed him.
Yeah.
Sure should have done the Pepsi. Oh, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it gets rid of the taste war. I realized. I don't know why I put it there.
The chlamydia won't last long.
Yeah, you have herpes, so.
It won't be forever.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fixable, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Shut up.
I didn't really get into the whole STD things. Thank God.
Really?
Yeah.
You never had STD before your whole life?
No, I had chlamydia.
Okay,
in college.
Stop it.
Yeah. That was like a rite of passage.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, that went everywhere. That spreads like wildfire, ironically.
So bad.
Yeah. But you just take the little fucking antibiotic. It's like a Z-Pack. It's honestly less than a Z-Pack.
I know. I was actually upset because I was like, there's.
You're like, finally, like I have trauma. I'm
doesn't
cool
feel
now.
Like I'm held. Yeah, I feel like I'm not being held accountable here, guys.
Yeah, you're like, this is too easy. Why did you even make it one?
So I'm saying, now I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. And then people did.
Too
and that's
easy.
How it keeps going.
So bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. There was like a huge chlamydia fucking wave in Buffalo, man.
In
it
the
was
Buffalo.
Wild. In the boof. In the
in
rough
the boof.
Buff. Diamond in the buff. It was interesting.
Yeah. I was in
Mark Ruffalo. Squeeze me. God.
You can't burp that hard and say, squeeze me.
I just did. So what are you going to do? I'm a walking contradiction, my friend.
That was awesome.
That was awesome!
Hype.
What were you going to say before? I feel like it was.
Can't remember.
It was going to be.
I don't want to go through like a. I could. I don't want to do a Harry
no,
Potter rabbit hole.
Cause no,
we
no,
go,
no,
we
no,
could
no,
do.
No.
Yeah.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan though?
Huge.
Yeah?
Love Lord of the Rings. Rings of Power. How do you
finally,
feel about Rings of Power?
No one fucking likes it. No one
really?
Cares. Everyone
it's the
shits
best,
on
Harry,
me.
Lord of the Rings is the best trilogy in all of fiction, right? Non-fiction. Yeah, fiction.
Yeah.
Fiction's fake.
It's real. Lord of the Rings is real.
That's a
okay?
fact.
I want to go to New Zealand so bad.
To see all that shit? I
yeah.
know.
My when friend went and did it, and I was like, you fucking
same.
Twat. She texted me, and she's like, yeah. I was like, how's it going? She's like, just hiked Mordor, going to go to the Shire.
Didn't even appreciate
it,
probably.
Coffee. I'm like, you're fucking whore.
Bro, my boy sent me pictures of that little hobbit thing. The Shire.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. So cool. Honestly, like, I used to do a trip. This is the first fall I'm missing in the last, like, 4 years. But I used to, every fall, I would always do, like, a two-country trip and, like, go somewhere, like, super random. Mm-hmm. And last year, it was Turkey. And we didn't do a double on that. I go with my friend Jess from home. But, like, we did Turkey, but we went to, like, multiple places in Turkey and then left right before the whole Israel thing happened.
You were in Turkey right before then?
We were in it during it. We literally flew back out on October 8th. And, like, I was like, holy shit, how did we get out of that, dude?
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I didn't realize I was also swimming in the Black Sea there, and that was, like, a few months prior to that fucking dude getting eaten by a shark in the Black Sea. And I was like, I'm just dodging tragedy.
You didn't see the missiles? Like, you didn't see nothing?
No, we didn't see shit.
You didn't see the fireworks?
I didn't even know what happened. I landed, and then I saw it on the news, and I was like, oh, my That's God, dude, insane. We were, like, right in that bitch.
That's the last place I'm trying to get caught. I was just in Morocco, and I was kind of like.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I wanted to talk about that. How is that? Because we were going to go to Morocco when we were in Turkey, and then she was like, mad people have advised us not to because women in Turkey and like drunk and stupid is not a good idea. And I was like, that's every country, dude.
It is every country in the world.
Yeah, like, I was like, Morocco,
it's like that here.
Yeah, I was like, it's gonna, especially coming from New York City. I'm like, I feel like I'm equipped.
I wouldn't tell like people visiting New York, like, get drunk and walk around at night, ladies. Like, that's stupid.
How is it Morocco's, there? Morocco's it looks beautiful. Beautiful.
Marrakesh is so nice.
Ugh, the food to go so bad.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everyone's great. Also, like, everyone thought I was Moroccan, so they was treating me hella good while I was out there.
Yo, man. Yeah, when they think that you're their people, they fucking wait on you hand and foot. Dude, because my friend Jess, I guess she looks Turkish, and I was like, never thought that for you, but okay. And she's, like, very Italian.
But
and
they thought,
like, Greek.
But so is she, like, darker tone?
And, like, she does. And then after, I was like, I see it. But, like, every guy was, like, all over her, and I was like, wow, this is a blow to my ego, man.
They were like, bro, they were
like, you know, and I was like, god damn it.
That's the thing.
But we got Turkish baths, and that was crazy.
Turkish bath in Turkey sounds so good.
It was, if what you haven't, who touched you?
Yeah.
Dude, because they're rough. Like, I was like, this is, like, fucking BDSM on a
it's
marble
women though, right?
slab. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. I wasn't touched.
Like, he was rough. No. Are you here for the bath?
He's like, get down, and just hits me with a loofah.
It's just a stick.
Just a loofah stick. She had one, though.
I believe it.
Yeah, she looked like, you ever see Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, yeah.
She looked like Aunt Lydia. My girl.
Project 2025.
Yeah, basically. Basically, dude. I was like, I'm losing my rights the more you scrub. I feel like a mail order bride. Like, it was not good. But she was like getting in every crevice. I'm like, I didn't even know that part of me existed. But you got in
there.
Hey,
they give you like a bath for real?
Dude,
I don't know about that.
It was like a human car wash. Well, because we were there and we were like, oh, we have to get the Turkish bath because it's like a thing. So, no, it's a spa, right? So you go in, you do like a sauna for 10 minutes. They don't know like any English. I was very shocked by that. Like, no one in Turkey knew English.
Really?
Or at least didn't speak it to us.
What's their alternative language?
Turkish.
They don't have like they don't do like French or Spanish or whatever.
No,
really?
No, they're like very Turkey's very Turkey.
They're Turkish.
They are Turkey. They are Thanksgiving over there every day. Yeah, but we walked in, so like it was a very old, like, lady from like Hunchback of Notre Dame vibes, you know, just like a fucking, I don't know, and she like. And she was like, come through here. And then, but she didn't say that, but she said it with her eyes.
For sure.
Unlike Stevie. And so her and I were, well, call back. Her and I were walking through, and this lady just like throws us like a towel, which was literally like a hand cloth. And I was like, this doesn't fit. And if you wear like a bathing suit or like anything, it's like disrespectful almost. So you got to go, like, full-on naked in that
You're
bitch.
Full nude? Oh, coochie
yeah.
out?
Full nude. Everybody's naked. Everybody was
wait.
Naked.
I was about to say bi-gender. Is that correct?
No. Girls and guys. They
got
did
you,
split
got you,
that.
Got you, got you,
they
got you, got you.
There wasn't neutral
bi-gender?
Gender fucking
oh, gender
restrooms
neutral.
There.
Got
neutral
you.
Gender? Gender neutral. Yeah, we got gender. It. We did it. We made
bi-gender.
It.
Bi-gender?
You have those bipolar
Slayer,
bathrooms,
on my mama, I swear to God, I was about to say biracial.
Those bi-curious
They were biracial
folks.
In there. There was a black man in a white woman's restroom.
We had the same fat one.
Roll Tide, baby.
It was crazy. Two days.
God, I'm so bad with that verbiage. Okay, got you. Dude,
but I got it. We got that.
Gender. It was gender. What's the opposite of neutral?
It was not neutral. Forward. It was separate. It was drive.
Gender drive. It was gender drive.
Reverse? No. That's for the transitional
gender
people.
Gender drive, baby.
I'm going to put this in GD.
We're making sure everyone knows. Okay, so separate bathrooms.
Separate,
got it.
Separate, but...
Turkey, makes sense.
Fun. Yeah, so we get in there. Me and her, my home friend Jess, like, we're not... We've known each other since we were like fucking 12 years old. Never seen each other naked though. We're both very private.
No way.
People. Yeah. We don't.
You don't see the homegirls like, naked ever?
No. I like changing the bathroom. I don't know.
Man, Slater's house parties suck.
I've never been a girl. No, all my friends are, but I'm just, I don't know what happened to me as a child. I don't know.
Well, we don't need to unpack that.
I don't know. But like, so we went in there and we're like, oh, all right, fuck it. And we both got naked. I was like, this is crazy. And then we go in the sauna. We're sweating our literal titties off. Then the fucking old lady, Notre Dame, comes back in and she's like, and like, she just kept waving us on. And I was like, what is happening? And she's like, I don't fucking know. And like, you didn't want to talk because you felt weird.
Right, so quiet.
So they didn't even have music playing. Like, it was just. It was
dead
quiet.
Silent.
And you don't know what next
Slytherin
station.
House.
You're being, yeah. You don't know what the Get next in the chamber. Stop is on this crazy train. So then we walk into another room. It's like a weird above ground pool, but like inside. So it was very strange. And there's like people naked swimming in. And they're like, no. Like, that was the last stop. Like,
oh,
we washed
you had to
off.
Do that last.
Gotcha. So, and then we get brought into this literal, like, marble room. It was gorgeous. It looked like Roman almost. And it had, like, all these, like, marble slabs and all these women in a circle, like, laying butt-ass naked in all these different positions getting fucking hosed down, dude. It was insane. And the water was freezing. I was like, I'm being waterboarded. I'm paying to be waterboarded. And then you go into, like, your own little room, and you take a shower really quick because, I don't know, I guess the sweat from the sauna. And then you go on a slab, and there's, like, five worker ladies with their big sticks with a loofah, like a huge loofah thing on the end. But it's not as soft as a loofah. It's hard.
No, it's hard. It's rigid.
It's like the scrubby side
bristly.
On the sponge, you know?
Yeah, it's like that.
And I'm like,
the green one.
I'm like, we're going to get clean today. So then we lay down, and me and Jess are, like, making eye contact, like,
bro, why?
Like, what's happening?
How much did you pay for this?
I don't know, because Turkish money confused the fuck out of me, but I think an American...
She gave him $100,000.
I won the lottery over there.
I got it like that. Stop playing with Slater.
I don't know. I think it was probably, like, 60 bucks American. It was pretty cheap over there. So, like, a whole spa day. So
I get bathed.
Then we get fucking run down by this, like, fucking steam machine. And then they're, like, flip over. They, like, get, like, all in your, every crevice you have. Like, they're looking at your ankles, like, fucking scrubbing. I'm like, what? In between the toes? It kind of hurt. Like, it wasn't relaxing.
Yeah, no, I imagine this is not. No, trust me. At no point did I think that this is a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, no, it was just very strange. And then, but I'm glad we did it because it was an experience. And then me and my friend after, they slap you to get up. Like, it was very aggressive. Come on, horsey.
What is this?
Yeah. Sea biscuit. Let's go. And
I feel like the old lady's in charge of all this. She's like, yeah, fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they, like, got off on, like, it was like a BDSM spa. And then we get slapped. And then I'm like, what does that mean? And then we, like, get up. And then they take a bucket of water, like, freezing water, and then pour it over you. I'm like, this is a polar plunge. This is ALS. We're doing it here, the ice bucket challenge. Guys, they're a little late on this. And then we go out, and you go in the above-ground pool, and you, like, kind of just, like, chill until someone's like, and then you get out, and then they give you hot tea, and like that was it, and like no words were spoken. And then after me and Jess walked out, I was like, yeah, no, I feel really clean, but I also feel kind of abused.
Is this like people's like bath for the week? Like, is
yeah,
this like,
I don't,
I'll do this one
I don't
bath.
Know, but it was fun because with the scrubby thingy, it was like huge bubbles. Like, so you're like, oh, literally, yeah. You can't even see the body under the bubbles, like the bubble tower above you. It was so weird.
I get it from your. I would never do that.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
I get it from your perspective.
The brochure was
it
fake
makes
advertising.
Sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, I was like, we got to do
no
it.
No way a grown man scrubs me like that.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Way.
I was wondering what the other side would
oh
look like.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the burliest Turkish man you ever seen in your life?
He's just
get
fucking,
him the fucking table.
He looks like a Viking, and he's like,
let me tell you something. let me tell you something. Please, like, bro, what? Me and him having an argument for sure. Bro, yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to stop
but
it.
They
like,
don't
hey, man,
speak English.
You're being real aggressive with the fucking, with the brush, yeah. bro. Like, yeah. you being.
And he would look at you and be like, dumb.
Yeah, Morocco, very different.
Yeah.
Morocco is very.
Do they have baths?
They like did. I had like a spa at the hotel. And it okay. was all women, and it was very nice, and it was fantastic.
It
I don't
was
do
a lot of bitches.
There's hey, I'm gonna tell you something about O'Malley Mel, bro. I don't do boys' nights. I yeah. don't do men's only yeah. shit. I don't. The most I've ever done was a locker room, and that was too much for me already.
Yeah, dude. I see like steam room like scenes in movies and shows. And I'm like, I don't think I could do that as a man.
No, it's weird. They're because yeah. they're because y'all are fine. You can do yeah. steam room. They're like, weird in there.
Pillow fight.
No, dudes are weird in the steam room.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't. Hey, man, can you stop talking to me about your daughter?
Yeah, like I see your dick.
I don't want to hear about her recital, nigga. I don't want to hear about none of this
I'm
shit.
Just staring at
They're
your
weird
head.
In the steam room. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Morocco's. Oh man, I'll tell you what. It was such a what a culture shock. Me and my homegirl, we was at the market.
Yeah.
And like this lady came up, and they also in Morocco. That's why I was asking about the Turkish thing because in Morocco they speak like everyone speaks like four languages.
I'm sure, like, maybe they do and they just, like, didn't want to. You really? Know how, like, in some countries they crazy. Do know English and they won't speak it to you because they're just like, fuck you, you're
gosh,
a tourist.
No. Everyone but, in like, Morocco no was hitting did. Me with, like, they start out with, well, because they thought I was from there. So they would start yeah, with Arabic.
And they're like, oh.
And then they would know. Hit French. And then they go Spanish. And then they would be like, at the end, they would try English.
They're like, hello, motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, there we go.
Motherfucker Jones.
Man, what's this lady it? Came up to us and she just put her hands out. She was like. In French, she was like, hey, I got some money.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was like the New Yorker in me. It was like a reaction to be like, I don't have any change.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I had definitely had to change. Yeah. Obviously, I'm in a market. Yeah. But I was like, I don't have
but
change.
But it's weird because once you give, especially in a crowded area like those markets, other people see it. And then now you're like a target to keep asking.
Well, you're absolutely right. If
but
you
there,
come to
they
other
were,
countries,
they were grateful
like
and didn't keep begging.
They're very nice. They're so polite. Okay. They're so polite. But like, they were like, She was they were so polite, but she was like, you know, and the homie was like, oh yeah, I got you, and she like, there's even, oh, okay, oh that's good,
not even more, money?
Not there, at all.
Is that better?
I wasn't even close.
That's better.
You didn't even eyeball that.
Look at it now.
You did it on
now
purpose.
Now I have more. How's that?
You're doing it on purpose.
Fuck no.
No, it's okay.
No,
it's fine. You get right. it's
well,
your show.
I have some on the table. So
no, it's your show.
Yeah.
Shoot, it's your shot. I get it. No,
shoot
I'll die.
Shot.
No, I'll die.
Shoot it.
Shoot it. Shoot your shot, girl. Well. She was like, she like gave her like a hundred of their like their dollars and stuff. This lady kissed her on the chest, like both boobs. She was like, mwah. Man.
She's like, I was just asking for breast milk.
Bro, she tried to walk away. I was like, excuse me. I was like, how much can I get for 300? Like, what's going on here?
What?
They don't do that kind of service in New York. You kissing chests?
Yeah, that's crazy.
For 100? Oh, boy. Give me, yeah. I was
damn.
Like,
damn.
I was like,
you're like, I'm a rich bitch.
What else do I get?
I'm a James bitch.
Incredible. Everyone's so nice. The wedding was like, the most unbelievable thing I've ever
been
part of.
Yeah, what's the like traditional kind of move there?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This
like,
was
is
a
it crazy
fully,
like an Indian wedding?
This was fully
it...
a destination wedding for
yeah.
people.
Well, neither
of them are from Morocco.
What?
They pick Morocco.
That's so random.
They like it. They've been there a
that's
couple times.
So
they're rich.
They're
that's
American?
What rich people do. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
They picked it. It's a 4-day wedding.
Who was this? How do you know them?
This is like cousin, family, friends, people like. Very, very close to us.
Okay.
So it was
someone
good.
Who would arrange a marriage.
So like my whole family was there, yeah. like type shit.
Oh.
We get there first night, got this little buffet at the hotel. Oh my gosh, it's incredible. Getting drunk, freaked all over everything.
Oh,
the second day, they rented a castle, and they took us out there 30 minutes outside Marrakesh. We sitting on the rooftop of this castle. They come out on like the things that, you know, the things the dudes carry and shit.
Yeah.
They came out on that.
Oh, God.
Insane.
Yeah. That beats the steaming fajitas.
A little bit.
Yeah, this is better than Applebee's. I'll tell you what. That's crazy.
Well, Applebee's fire.
It was happy hour.
I'll tell you what. Hey, listen. There's literally no restaurant where you could be like, would you prefer that over Chili's? I'm taking Chili's every time.
Chili's, you're a Chili's
I'm a
guy?
Big Chili's guy.
You want your baby back?
Ribs. I used to do Chili's for my birthday every year.
Really?
For like 10 years.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
My mama
you're like, just done it last
my
year.
My mama get the corner booth at Chili's.
Really?
Me and the three homies.
Dude, I think when I was a kid, I had them at Chuck E. Cheese, and then
Chuck E. Cheese was fire.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Sucks that we stopped being able to go there.
I know, because now if we went, that'd be creepy as fuck.
Well, you can't be 20 something in a ball pit.
You can't be 30 something either.
I was. It's actually stopped at probably like 16.
16? Wow, that's graceful.
You can't be 16 at Chuck E. Cheese. No,
I'm saying Chuck E. Cheese. Fuck it. That cutoff is 12, man. Once you turn teenager, you go to Skateland.
Oh, wait. You know? I was being aggressive.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, 14's not okay.
You're like, wait, I had my 16th birthday there.
13's not. Wait, 13's not. 14's not okay.
I love taking pictures with Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you're right. 11.
Saying cheese.
Man, I miss Chuck E. Cheese, bro. Dude. They pizza shit. Remember when they got in trouble for during COVID because they were selling their pizzas under like a fake company?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You didn't
that.
Know that? No. They were making, Chuck E. Cheese was making like fake pizza profiles on Uber Eats.
Stop
and
it.
And so, I swear to God.
Oh my God. They're just trying to get theirs.
I get it, bro.
This
Yo,
is
hustle.
I
Yo,
support
what
it.
Saying.
Yo,
we're hustlers.
If you're grinding, I like it.
We're
I
hustlers.
Like it. Hustle, homie. All right. This is the last. I can't believe we drank that entire bottle from the sea.
I know. You're going to walk different when you leave.
Yeah, I don't know if I can walk, honestly. Ugh. Oh, thank God it's gone. Mm. Oh, God. It looked cool. I think it's the bottle,
it's
that,
a dope bottle
that persuaded me. He was like, this is good, man. And he's like the guy at the liquor store. I think he's like Puerto Rican or something. I don't know. But he convinces me.
He
can convince me of anything, honestly.
I mean, it's
I feel like that's part of the liquor store.
You probably
swag.
Just drink gasoline.
Yeah. I'm like, gasolina.
Remember yeah, that? Man, gasolina.
Remember that song, Rick? We played it on the last shot, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Rick, yeah. Rick, why are you holding back on me, brother? Also, you didn't take none of this shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forgive you for this.
Can you play a song dedicated to Jamel for
Thank you, bro.
You not taking your
whatever
shot?
Whatever you think
whatever
my vibe
think
is.
Will fit that.
That's lazy, bro. That's lazy
you
song picking. No. Two different songs, dude.
You
be disrespectful, bro.
Yeah, it's because he had that on the soundboard ready to go from last week. You lazy prick.
What are your vibes?
Rick.
It better be Sam Smith.
Rick, pick a song by the end of this because we're ending it soon. I know we went over already, so.
It's Adele.
Yeah.
You went over? I didn't even get you an opportunity to like ask any questions.
Yeah, no.
I asked
really,
you questions the whole time.
I don't have that
you don't?
Many questions.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. God damn it. Have you ever gotten a massage before, though?
I love massages.
I was
massages.
Just on the spa.
Yeah.
Mind. You get massages. Okay, mm-hmm. And let me ask. You always request a woman.
Yes.
Because you don't want to get rubbed down by a guy.
I would never do that. I don't even get my hair cut by dudes.
What?
I know. I don't know.
I'm homophobic. Yeah, I don't know. You know what's so weird? Because
I'm not a big
barbershop guy. I'm the opposite. Like, I always prefer a guy. Or no, I guess I'm the same.
No, we're the same.
Yeah, I always prefer a guy. Like for when I was just at a wedding this weekend, and there was like two makeup artists, and it was a girl and a guy, and I was like, honestly, I want the guy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's going to be into it more than the girl.
The opposite sex
why.
Pays more attention to the opposite
yeah,
sex. In
yeah.
In every facet. I'm and not like, finna... Like a girl is finna, like a girl cut my hair.
Yeah,
like
I feel like they pay attention to detail.
Gonna, yeah, she can cut my hair.
Which
tight.
Is weird because then for a massage, I would think I'd want a girl because she's gonna like
know
my body more. Yeah, no, but I want the guy.
Trust me.
But if I get a girl, it's fine. I don't like ass to switch.
I know the body too.
I'm a switch hitter.
I can
I've been
do it.
I've been on a fucking hunt.
Have you been with a woman before?
Like how?
Like sexually.
Oh, I was like, yeah, I have girlfriends.
You know, that's not what I meant.
I know. Yeah.
You yeah. like it?
No, I did, but not permanently.
Oh, I see. Was it like, did you like date them for real? Or you just,
no,
like,
no, no,
up?
I didn't date. No.
Was it like solo, date, like one-on-one
type
shit?
Very straight. Gotcha. Girls are hot. Like college, you know, you make out with a girl.
That's
you
not
have a
what
threesome.
I meant.
It's fine.
Oh, threesome. Okay, that's yeah. different.
St. Patrick's Day.
I haven't been in like, what would you categorize as an orgy?
I guess five or more.
I've been in an orgy before.
Really?
That, I would, but like, it wasn't like.
How'd that even happen?
Man, it was in, I was in.
Like, I was in the subway. It was raining.
I know, right? I was in that Uber
shelter.
I was telling you about.
And I said, come to my house, girl.
And we was like, fuck it, we rain damn. No, I was in.
Rain damn.
I'm going to try it. Huh, I'm trying to leave people out. I was in Africa. I was on a trip.
Oh, all right.
And,
I've never been. I want to go.
It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
And I was
I feel like you're a traveler too.
I'm very much a traveler.
Me too. Anytime I get like time off to travel, I want to go out of the country.
I love going out of the country.
Yeah, like, me too.
America's dope. Trust me. Love my country.
Love
but like
it.
But it's like, so much fun to also be American.
Yeah, you're like, this is how other people live. Thank God I get to go back to America.
Because I can go back exactly.
You're like, it's just for a vacation.
Hey. I'm only here for a week. Everybody relax. But like it was like a it was these dudes on like a, they was like on a trip visiting, because I'm from Liberia.
Shit. You should have opened with that.
Really? These people were there for like a school, like sometimes colleges will send people to there for stuff.
Oh my God, thank God you said college. You're like, my middle school field trip.
So I was there for, off the rails. I brought my, I sponsored my elementary school. And
my substitute teacher got subbed that night.
It was like a college. And like the guy, the dudes that were chaperoning, they were like alumni or whatever.
Yeah.
They do this mission trip and like bring these people
they're
over
on a mission.
And we had been there for a minute, and they were like, "Hey, man." And I'm just on the trip. My cousin he used to go to school, so he's like he knows these people.
Okay.
So we're all at like a bar, restaurant, or whatever, and they were like, "Hey, man, like,
what part of Africa?"
This is in Liberia. It's in Monrovia.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they were like, it's West Africa, Ghana, whatever. So they were like, hey, man, like, we're trying to get
we
it
trying
going.
To fuck.
Type shit. Because they
not
were like,
you,
hey, man, we've been working this whole trip. All right, we haven't been able to do nothing.
Now we're trying to work dick.
And I was like, you know what? I got y'all. So I hooked it up. I was like, yeah, we're going to get like 4 or 5 to come through.
Oh.
You know what I mean? For everybody. In my mind, it was on some like, because we're all staying at one hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're all going to go to a hotel bar and then there'll just be more women around.
Yeah.
That's not what happened at all.
Oh.
They took my room key because I had a room. They took my key. Everybody went to that room and then they all just started fucking like in
what?
That. I swear to God.
And you walked into that or you were part of the beginning?
I'm in Africa.
I was thinking like before an orgy.
My boy.
Just waiting like drinking wine.
I promise
getting
you.
Getting pumped up playing DMX.
I'm like, at the hotel bar like, damn, where they at?
And
there's other details I can tell you is crazy, but like I was at the hotel bar.
Motel Holiday.
Having a good time drinking, chilling. And we in West Africa, baby. The texts come in late.
Yeah.
So I'm getting, my friend, Joe Bob from he's from Florida. We grew
Joe
up
Biden.
Joe Biden is Joe. You up there?
Just give me a chance. Get me in there.
Hey, there's some people up here.
I'm not gonna have a heart attack.
Should I fuck them? Or? Yeah. Okay.
I just took a bunch of.
I think I'm gonna do it.
The blue pills.
I'm hard. Folks.
This isn't the Matrix. What?
I'm hard as a rock, folks.
This never happens. I gotta take advantage.
Hey, buddy is up there. And also, he's like the only white guy in Liberia at this time. And he's up there, and his texts are coming in. He was like, yo, you need to come upstairs. Hey, man, where are you at? Hey, man, it's getting great. It's like they're flooding in like late.
Oh, shit.
As I walk to a section where there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And you're like,
so I go up. Man, it was like a scene in a movie.
How many
like,
people?
It's like 10 people in there.
Wow.
You like
all
go
just
in.
Fucking?
They just fucking.
On
like,
a bed?
It was,
the couches?
Couches, the kitchen.
Floor fuckers?
Fam. Damn. You walk in, and it was like a movie. It was like exactly what you think. It was like there was like smoke in the air. There was like a bottle rolling by itself. And there was just people fucking. Joey answered the door. He got a shirt on, no pants.
Love
I was
that.
Like, my God. This dude was just walking around with like a. It was like, you ever see those
just
dudes with like
the anaconda over
here? You ever seen people like in war when they wear like the bullets? He had like just Trojan magnums around.
Naked?
Just condoms
just
and
wearing
naked.
That?
Just wearing
fucking
it.
Han Solo?
Handing them out to people.
Oh my God.
Man, I never.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell for the kids out there.
For all the children.
For all the people out there, from my perspective, orgies are actually not fun. It's kind of gross.
I was gonna say
it was kind of gross,
it's messy.
It was a lot.
Not in like an entranced way.
It took them 3 days to clean that room.
We did not get our security deposit back.
It smells so bad.
That's insane,
man.
Dude,
it was crazy.
But you have to. I feel like when you're on vacation, like calories don't count, and neither do fucking orgies.
No, you gotta hop in for sure for a little bit. But like,
yeah.
But like, people say too.
You're a different person on vacation. I feel like I pretend not pretend, but I maybe fully engross the parts of me that I normally disguise or keep hidden or bury.
Are you freak, Loki?
I don't know.
You are. I can see it. Her eyes are hazel, and from my research.
Hazel bitches be crazy.
They be crazy as fuck, bro.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, but when
you can admit it. I just told you about this orgy I did with a bunch of volunteers for a mission trip.
That's where it originally derived from, folks, okay?
It's a fact. That's where humans are from.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it all started.
Ancestral. No, you can be a freak. That's cool. Freaks are cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a closet freak.
No, you know what? You could be a freak with, like people say this all the time. You can be a freak, with one person. You don't have to be, exactly. You can be a freak with your person.
You can be a freak and be cool.
When you're with, like, somebody that you trust, you can be a freak.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes the randoms, you get even more jiggy with it.
Sometimes it'd be fun, though.
Yeah. That's no, because you know that it's, like, a one-time thing. I feel like kind of the one-offs are the most fun because it's, like, type all shit. Inhibitions to the wind, you know? And you just kind of let everything
you just have loops. Fun yeah there's nothing wrong with that we need more of that.
It's so weird. I feel like there's always such a stigma on certain things, or like maybe you get in your head too much, or I don't know, like people kind of hesitate in certain situations, but like my mode is always just like lean in, you know,
like if there's an opportunity, take said opportunity. I don't know. I'm pointing at this part of the table. I know you kept looking. It's right here. Here's the opportunity right here.
Take it.
There's $100 in between this table. Break it and make it. No, yeah.
Break it and make it.
I think we're on the same page.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like you're still yourself, but like you're the most elated version at that time, I suppose.
So, I like how we're sitting here justifying.
You might as well give in
to
be a freak.
The same day as the Diddy indictment, we're like, you know what? There's nothing. The same day as the Diddy indictment, we're like, there's nothing wrong with being a freak. Nothing wrong with that. A thousand bottles of baby oil, Slater.
A thousand.
You know how many babies died for that oil?
A thousand. Ground up babies.
It was
babies.
A baby oil genocide.
That's crazy. Yo,
Brett, can you play Freak League for us?
Play Freak League.
By Pablo?
Yo, you got to do a bulk order from Johnson & Johnson and get that much baby oil. You can't buy that from
Johnson,
Target.
Johnson & Johnson, they're like, look, we only make baby oil and vaccines.
You literally, which is also, I'm glad you brought that up. That's crazy.
Yo, insane.
Why do they make Johnson baby and powder and
vaccines? We take care of the life that was just brought in, so we will take care of people almost dying.
So you stay alive.
Yeah. Staying alive, staying alive.
Staying
baby
alive.
Oil. I kind of ran.
I thought
you
was up there.
Yeah, I was gonna do it. I was gonna get into a thing, and then I was like, no, it's not.
Let's say we're time traveling. Slater, it's 2015. You made it. You're in Hollywood. You get invited to a party. It's a Diddy party. He's
I go, and I bring a tarp because I know people are getting pissed on.
You bringing? I'm bringing the
BYOT.
I'm bringing that shit they wear at like SeaWorld.
You just show up at Diddy's party in a raincoat, like you're the kid in the It movie. Just I'm ready to party.
That shit they wear at the theme park when it's raining too.
I just want to see Mickey wet.
I'm coming with a disposable camera.
Yeah. I never developed the photos because Walmart would have sued me. Oh. This is an ad before this.
Rick
song?
Playing his shit from his phone.
Yeah, he's been listening to opera this whole
time. That's terrifying.
He's like, I'm around degenerates. I need something sophisticated in my eardrums.
He's gonna kill me.
Yeah, it was an ad, wasn't it, Rick? Yeah, get that fucking subscription, bro.
Guys, this podcast is sponsored by Chex Mix.
This is sponsored by Pablo, not Escobar. Oh, this is the explicit version. We're dropping a lot of M-bombs.
That's okay. I'm right here.
I get to do it now.
That's definitely why he did it.
I'm allowed.
He definitely was like,
you didn't even get to the
finally!
Part. You got to get to Freak-a-League. Yeah, you got to get to
the Freak-a-League part.
They spell it F-R-E-E-K-L-E-E-K.
Do you have this time? Do you have this time stamped?
What do you mean? No, after. There it is. This is middle school. This is where I peaked, baby.
Bro.
I freaking peaked.
Imagine just being in the grind line.
Yep.
The grind line.
It's the mambo, but you're grinding. It's like human centipede, but
man,
kosher.
There was nothing in the world I wanted more than the winter social.
Would you do it from the back?
100%.
Where are my gay people at?
Depends on how tired I am.
Yeah. Yep. That's what's the jam. Do you remember this song?
Of course.
Okay, good.
This is the, you talk about middle school. This is the best middle school.
Sometimes I forget, like, how old people are. And then, like, even when it's a 2-3 year difference, like, I don't know what that is.
But how old are you?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Guess.
25.
32.
There's no way.
Yeah, there is a way, because I'm doing it. I'm living proof.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You look really good.
Yeah, thank you.
How's that possible? Can I be honest? Yeah. White people are not supposed to age like that.
I know.
You're supposed
to
look bad right
black
now.
Black people are after me.
What do you know about cocoa butter? Like, what do you know about Bao Bao?
I do.
Are you using our product?
You know what? I use. Hang on one second. Yeah. What are you doing?
You ever used Shea Moisture before? Mm-mm. That's going to keep you alive forever.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Give me a little gift bag.
No, I got you. No, I'm going to give you some.
Next
I got a bunch.
I see you, just a fucking fruit basket.
Next time I see you, I'm going to give you. It's going to be weird in front of everybody else, but I'm going to give you some soap.
Don't worry about this.
I'm going to put some soap in your pocket.
Wait, why? How old are you?
28.
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought you were like 42.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Don't do that.
28? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Slater, I can usually tell.
Like, I thought you'd be wiser for
you. You guys usually
age
like milk. You eat fetus, bro?
Fetus soup.
Is this placenta?
Yeah, I placenta soup every
day. What the fuck? There's no way this is coconut oil, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't use coconut oil on my face. I use it on my body. And then beef tail.
Beef tail?
Beef tallow. Oh. It's it's like fat from cows. It sounds
Rick,
terrible.
Is this real, man? Hey, man, how old is she? No, stop it. No, this is not. I'm telling you, this is not on podcast.
I paid Rick off.
Yo, hey, bro, how old is she for real, bro? Just say out loud, bro. Just knock twice if she's right. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, verified with the double
beef
knock.
Tallow. What is beef tallow?
It's just like beef fat from like cows. And
you rub it on your skin.
Yeah, it's like, it's honestly, it sounds so weird, but it's like a very common trend.
I'm about to tell the black people.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell the black groups right now.
Yeah.
They don't know about this.
I know, but I'm starting to get like wrinkles and stuff, and like all my friends who are my age, obviously, are all like doing Botox for the last few years, and I'm like, I can't do it.
White people are using beef tallow now. Send the word out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Tallow.
Have you done Ancestry.com?
No.
You got a little something in you.
But my family says that I'm mostly Italian and Irish.
Nah, somebody fucking
But there's also, sure. I'm like a mutt. There's a lot of like, it's like Dutch, Polish, French, Native American, and something else.
There's a black guy in there.
Yeah?
100%.
Yeah?
There's literally no
black
way.
Black Irish.
Oh, bro, no, somebody fucked somebody. Yeah. There's no way. There's just not.
Well,
I want you to do 23
and me. My mom's definitely full of a lot of fucking infidelity.
Yeah, so, nah, somebody, there's
like
no
the
way.
Italian
you can't
side
even know 100%
was very
white
flirty.
Version. Bro, we was just talking about, Liam looked older than you. No disrespect to my boy, that's my boy.
Yeah, how old's Liam? 20?
5, 6?
Yeah.
And he Irish 100?
He's orphan Annie.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's very Irish.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel so, it's like, I have this insane wave of emotions, because I'm like,
I know.
I'm like, so, like, wow, this is incredible, and then I just, like, I'm thinking about all my white friends,
like
damn,
to a fucking
bro.
I'm witch right now.
I'm thinking about all my white
you
friends,
guys gotta
bro,
go
like,
to see
damn,
them.
Bro, they look bad, bro, and it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, that's why all my friends are, like, getting Botox.
I'm about to get you, we're getting you at Essence Fest next year. We're getting you at, like, Black Women in Hollywood. We're gonna pick, like, this is.
I'll do blackface.
You're a modern miracle. All right.
Like, who's this black bitch doing white face at my fucking time?
Who's the last black host guest you had on your show? Who's last? Because this is. It's been a while, huh?
No. I'm thinking. Right. I'm thinking. I had a. Well,
this
I had.
Is the RNC?
Had,
what do you guys pick so far?
I had Zidon. He's not black, though. He's Indian.
See, there we go. This is the Republican National
Before
Convention, everybody.
Before that, no, because I started this one. This season, I do seasons because I'm whatever. But, like, there was, no, it's not just you, you little fuck. No, it's not. I had others.
She didn't even go
Rick,
all the way.
You know, you saw them all. I had
Rick
other
is like,
people.
I ain't no seen black.
It's like, stop Asian
Rick,
hate.
Rick said, I don't see color. Everybody looks cool to me.
Stevie Wonder over there. Everybody
well,
looks
that,
cool
it, it's making sense now, because there's no way another black person would have said anything. Because this is like our whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely have other black people like on my. 40? I have Vanessa Jackson on. Fuck you.
She didn't say anything?
No.
There's no way. Does she know how old? Yeah, okay.
She wore the same age, so she knew. Why we talked about it. Yeah.
But she looked good, too.
She's probably pissed.
No, she probably just real recognized real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she looked good, too.
Yeah, she does.
But I mean, that, like, but
we don't even have to talk about it.
Again, expected.
Yeah, alpha in the room. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Anything you want to butt plug?
Our show, me and Liam's show, Coming to America, QED, second Friday of every month.
Good times. Been there. Had a great time.
Check me out on IG and TikTok, all that stuff.
What is the name on IG and TikTok?
Jamel Sirleaf, straight up. Jamel Sirleaf, straight up.
All right.
As is.
All right. As is. Exactly. You spell it how it
my
sounds.
Mom has a school in Florida. If you guys want anybody to go to this school, you go to school.
It's a good school. You're going to learn a lot.
That's it.
A lot about arranged marriages.
That's pretty much it. I got a dog named Chief. If you want to... I have a wish list on Amazon. That's my dog's name. Yeah, Chief.
Oh, the new one you just got. Yeah. Maybe we need to talk about that. Oh, my God. Fuck you. It's a pit bull.
Yeah. It's my boy. He's a year and a half.
Aww.
It's a little boy.
You got it. Where'd you get him?
Rescue.
Yeah, they're always
Beetlewee in the Chelsea.
No one wants to take him because the stereotype.
No, he was it. It was like him and like all these puppies, but like.
What's his name?
Chief.
That's a cute name. I met a like a crazy weird German Shepherd mix with like a fucking wolf, it felt like, because the tail was like up and curl. It was like a German Shepherd husky, maybe. But the guy was like, no, he's like super friendly because it's huge. And I was like, I went right in. And he's like, he's friendly. I'm like, I didn't even care if he wasn't. Like, I'll fucking get my face.
You wouldn't even know. I know.
And his name was Chef.
Chef? Yeah. Oh, that's a good name, too.
Chef.
People, it's crazy, like, the stigma. I've learned so much about this shit. Like, people cross the street when I walk my dog.
Yeah. No, like, they're, people like, are very, and I'm like, dude, they're the sweetest dogs.
They're the nicest dogs
gentle
ever.
And, like, so, they when they people. Look at you, it's like they're looking into your soul. Like, their eyes are so sweet.
That's my son right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's my whole, everything. Man, you know how much money I spend on this boy?
Yeah.
I buy him a new toy every, I can't help myself.
That's so cute.
I buy him a new toy every week.
We go to the store. This reminds me of Chief.
We do this walk. The dog's over there. He's like, Daddy, I won't go to the store. I'm like, ah, fuck it. Go to the
store.
Oh, my, I love my boy.
I fucking love dogs and pit bulls especially.
He's just, anytime.
All right, well, I'm going to end it. I know we went so over, Rick. I'm so sorry.
Really?
I've done this like the last 3 weeks.
What happened to like, oh, I thought he was going to cut this short.
No, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jamel clearly had some things to tell. All right.
I do have a lot of things to say.
But I know we still have so much more, but we gotta end it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
I really appreciate
me.
It. It's been real. Oh.
Beautiful. That's rich.
We're at the Emmys. Thank you. I want to thank God. And I don't know, they're going to stop playing the music. I talk too much. Turkish bass. All right, it's been real. Thank you.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.